Welcome to the Psychology World podcast. I'm Connor Whiteley, bringing you the psychology news, articles, and other interesting psychology-related articles. You can find the podcast notes and more interesting psychology-related things, and you can get your free 8 psychology book box set at connorwhiteley.net. Now let's get on to the show. Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 91 of the Psychology World podcast with me, Connor Whiteley. And today's episode is on diversity within clinical psychology and clinical psychology within a health setting, though. And it is Friday, the 2nd of April, 2021, as I record this. And I just wanted to note, wow, I'm really amazed that I just said episode 91 for when this goes out. Wow, this is brilliant. And I really hope that all of you are enjoying these little like reflection episodes. I know I am, so just thank you for listening as always. So as this is a little in-between episode, there won't be a personal section or even like official sponsored part of like today's episode. But I know the week that this like goes out, there would have been a biological psychology episode. So please check out Biological Psychology 3rd Edition. It's a great book. It really goes in so much depth about biological psychology, but always in a really easy to understand way. And unlike other psychology books, it's engaging. You actually want to read it for pleasure. So cannot stress that enough. It's a great book that I really enjoyed writing, and hopefully you will too. And hopefully you will really enjoy reading it too. So you can get the ebook available on all major ebook retailers, and you can get the hardback, paperback, and the large print version from Amazon or your local bookstore. Moving on to the reflection itself. This is a reflection from Friday, the 30th of November, 2020. So for a change, I wanted to talk about diversity in the field of clinical psychology, because I truly believe it's great that there's at least one profession where women are in highly paid positions. However, the problem with the field of clinical psychology is that the vast majority are white, middle-class women. Although one of the benefits of this is that if we go by stereotypes here, you know, I usually hate this, but we're just going with it because this is what I wrote back in November, is that women tend to be more open to difficulties and talking about their emotions compared to men, in my opinion. But this is still very problematic because every class tends to have a certain egg experience, and is this commonality that makes people click, and this really helps the therapeutic alliance. And if I needed a therapy, I would find it quite difficult talking to a white middle class woman to some extent, because yes, I am middle class, and whilst I am white, but I am still male, and I've still lived different experiences. Like, there's another reason why I would find it quite hard, but that's personal. So what I'm trying to say, though, is that I would have been exposed to different societal pressures, expectations, and experiences, so I might be more open to talking to a male, but I'm not sure. But I know that men would prefer to talk to men on the whole, though. So I would elaborate about this, but I do have some more personal thoughts on the topic. Additionally, black people would probably be more comfortable talking to a fellow black person, since they've had their own black egg experiences. And the same goes for members of the LGBT plus community. So the whole point of this reflection is that it's imperative that we try to increase diversity within clinical psychology so that we can help clients get the best therapist for them, and they can have a good therapeutic relationship, and this increases the likelihood of them having a successful therapy and living better lives, which is the whole point. Though that is a major problem within clinical psychology, though, is that it is quite hard pressed to find a person who is not a white middle class woman. So with the last reflection is Friday the 4th of December 2020. This is a funny one. So I've just watched the first 30 minutes of an episode of My £600 Life. Cannot read from the reflection here because this is just too weird. So, okay, so I don't normally watch this programme. I really don't. But the reason why I actually got into this clinical log is because this female on the programme had a medical condition that was caused and maintained by her obesity. This is really, really important to understand, though, because this is a great example of the biopsychosocial model, which, as you all know by now, even just by reading these reflections, you know I'm a massive fan of them. Because this female, she could have a medical operation to fix her medical condition. This is useless, in all honesty, because unless her mental processes are changed to become healthier, then she will get obese once more and her medical condition will return. So this really highlights the immense importance of coming away from the biomedical model and towards the biopsychosocial model and formulation, because as demonstrated in like this case, the psychological causes of obesity, they must be regarded and treated as important as the physical factors, or the physical factors will only maintain and never end. So that I still really agree with though, because formulation is still so important, because as with like that case though, well, like unless this person became healthier, so like unless the psychological factors changed, her biological factors that contained her obesity would not change. Us, this is a great example for formulation in psychotherapy. Therapy, which is actually one of my favourite books that I had to research though. So I really hope that you enjoyed this little mini-series, I might as well call it, of reflections. As always, I really love to know what you think about what I've said, and I would love you to reflect on my reflections or the points that I raise. So if you know someone who would enjoy today's episode, please tell them about it. I'm always really grateful when you wonderful people help spread the word about the podcast. Also, please check out Biological Psychology, 3rd edition. Great book, goes into so much depth in a really easy to understand way, available in all of the usual places. So have a great day everyone, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to see the show notes, then please go to connorwhiteley.net. And if you want a free 8-book psychology box set, then please go to connorwhiteley.net. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.